All right, so we're diving into something a little different today. It's this article called Next, the Most Important Word in Sales for Coaches. And, you know, at first glance, you might think, oh, sales, not for me. But I think this is one of those concepts that even though it comes from the sales world, it's actually applicable to so many areas of life.
Yeah, definitely. I think anyone who's ever felt stuck or, you know, maybe dwelling on something that didn't go their way could benefit from this Next philosophy.
Okay, so let's break it down. What exactly is this whole Next mindset?
Well, the core idea is that in sales, and let's be real, in life in general, not every interaction is going to be a success. You're not going to win every deal or get a yes every time.
Right, makes sense.
So instead of getting hung up on those setbacks, you consciously choose to focus on the next key opportunity. Hmm. You know, you shift your energy and attention to what's coming up next.
So it's like hitting that mental reset button.
Exactly. You're basically saying, okay, that didn't go as planned, but what can I learn from it and how can I apply that to the next interaction?
I like that. It's about recognizing that setbacks are inevitable, but they don't have to define us.
Right. It's not about ignoring those setbacks or pretending they don't matter, but it's about reframing how we view them and how we respond to them.
The article actually talks about this whole idea of resilience, right? Like Next becomes this tool for bouncing back from those inevitable disappointments.
Exactly. It's about building that mental and emotional muscle that allows you to keep going even when things get tough. And that resilience is what ultimately leads to consistency.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just about bouncing back faster, but about being able to keep showing up even when you don't feel like it.
Right. Because consistency is key in pretty much any field. Whether you're in sales, you're an entrepreneur, an artist, or, you know, even just trying to build good habits, it's that ability to show up consistently that really makes the difference.
Okay, so Next equals resilience equals consistency. I'm following you. But I do have a question. Isn't there a risk of just sort of blindly charging forward? Like, what if there's something in my approach that's actually causing those setbacks? Shouldn't I try to figure that out?
Absolutely. And that's where the balance comes in. It's not about ignoring feedback or just brushing things aside. It's about taking a moment to reflect, to analyze what went well, what didn't, and then crucially shifting your focus to the next key opportunity to apply those lessons.
Okay, so it's like a quick debrief after each interaction, but then you consciously move on.
Yeah, you're not dwelling on it. You're extracting the valuable insights and then using those insights to inform your next move.
And that makes a lot of sense because if you're constantly looking backward, you're not going to see what's coming up ahead. Right?
Exactly. It's like driving while staring in the rearview mirror. You're bound to crash.
Okay, I'm convinced Next is the way to go. But how do we actually put this into practice? I mean, it's easy to say focus on the next thing, but our brains are kind of wired to replay those awkward moments, those missed opportunities, you know?
Totally. And that's where mindfulness techniques come in. The article talks about how mindfulness can help us stay present and release the grip of those past interactions.
Mindfulness. Okay. So we're talking like meditation and stuff.
Meditation is definitely one technique, but there are others. Even something as simple as taking a few deep breaths can be really effective in kind of hitting that mental reset button.
Deep breaths. I can do that, even in the middle of a busy day.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is that it doesn't require a ton of time or effort. You can literally take a few deep breaths anywhere, anytime, and it can make a huge difference in your mental state.
Okay, I'm liking this. So, deep breaths. What else does the article suggest?
Well, it also emphasizes the importance of setting achievable goals for each interaction.
So instead of getting fixated on the end result, like closing a deal every time, I could focus on just having a good conversation or building rapport with a potential client.
Exactly. It's about shifting your focus to those smaller wins that can actually build momentum over time.
Because those small wins can lead to bigger wins down the road.
Precisely. And it also helps to keep you motivated and feeling positive about the process.
I can definitely see that. So mindfulness, achievable goals. And the article also mentions a case study about a life coach named Kai, right?
Yeah, she's this amazing life coach who was really struggling to build her client base at first. She was getting discouraged after each unsuccessful call and was starting to doubt herself.
Oh, I can relate to that feeling of self-doubt.
Totally. But then she stumbled upon this Next philosophy, and it literally transformed her business.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about Kai's story.
Well, she started applying this idea of Next to her outreach process. So instead of dwelling on the calls that didn't result in new clients, she would quickly review each call, identify one or two key takeaways, and then immediately shift her focus to reaching out to the next potential client.
Wow, she just kept moving forward.
Exactly. And what's so remarkable is that she didn't change her overall approach or, you know, completely overhaul her coaching program. She just changed her mindset and her energy shifted as a result.
So it's like she was putting less pressure on herself to be perfect every time and just focusing on making consistent progress.
Precisely. And the results were incredible. Hmm. Her client acquisition rate skyrocketed, and she was able to build a thriving coaching business.
That's so inspiring. It really shows you the power of a simple shift in perspective.
It really does. And I think that's what's so compelling about this whole next concept. It's not about some complicated strategy or, you know, some secret formula. It's about making a conscious choice to focus on what's ahead of you rather than dwelling on what's behind you.
And that choice can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And Kai's story is a great example of how those small shifts in thinking can lead to big results over time.
I'm definitely starting to see how this next mindset could be a game changer, not just in sales, but in any area of life where you're facing challenges or setbacks.
It's really about building that resilience and that optimism
Yeah.
that allows you to keep moving forward no matter what obstacles come your way.
Okay, so we've talked about mindfulness, setting achievable goals, and we've heard Kai's inspiring story. But I'm curious, did the article go into detail about how she incorporated those mindfulness practices into her routine?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It did. And it's actually super interesting. It's I think it might surprise you how simple it was. So after each call, Kai would actually take a few minutes to just breathe. You know, she'd step away from her desk, maybe go for a quick walk or just sit quietly for a bit.
So she was giving herself that space to kind of process the interaction before moving on to the next thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like she was creating this mental buffer between each call so she could approach the next one with fresh energy and a clear mind.
And that makes a lot of sense because if you're still carrying the baggage of the previous call into the next one, it's hard to be fully present and engaged, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You're not going to be as effective if you're still replaying that last conversation in your head.
Okay, so I'm seeing how mindfulness fits into this whole next approach.
Yeah.
It's not just about moving on to the next thing, but about being intentional about how you move on.
Yeah, it's about creating that space to reset and refocus so you can bring your best self to the next opportunity.
And, you know, it reminds me of something we touched on earlier, the idea of a growth mindset. The article mentions Carol Dweck's work on this, but I'd love to hear your take on how growth mindset fits into all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So a growth mindset is basically the belief that your abilities aren't fixed, right? They can be developed through effort and learning.
So instead of seeing a no as a sign that you're just not good at sales, someone with a growth mindset would see it as an opportunity to figure out what they can do better next time.
Exactly. And that ties in perfectly with the next philosophy, because every interaction becomes a chance to learn and grow regardless of the outcome.
So it's not about needing to be perfect every time. It's about seeing each interaction as a step on the path to improvement.
Exactly. And, you know, it takes the pressure off needing to have all the answers right away. You can experiment, you can try different approaches and see what works best for you.
And that makes sense because in sales and in life, really, there's no one-size-fits-all approach, right?
Right. What works for one person might not work for another. So it's about finding your own style and constantly refining it.
This is so freeing. It's like giving ourselves permission to learn and grow and not get hung up on those inevitable setbacks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes the next mindset so powerful. It's not about denying the challenges,
yeah,
but about embracing the journey.
I love that. Okay, so we've covered mindfulness. We've talked about growth mindset. I'm feeling pretty pumped about this next thing. But let's get practical. What are some daily practices that we can implement to reinforce this mindset?
Well, one practice the article suggests is starting your day with a positive affirmation.
Oh, yeah, like I'm going to crush it today kind of thing.
Well, it can be something like that, or it can be something more specific to your goals, like yeah, I'm open to new opportunities, or I'm grateful for every interaction, no matter the outcome.
Oh, I like that. It's like setting the tone for the day, reminding yourself that you're in control of your mindset.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just a simple statement that helps you focus on the positive and embrace the possibilities of the day.
Okay, affirmations, what else?
Another practice the article suggests is, and this one is so simple but powerful, it's to write down three things you learned or achieved that day.
Oh, so like a gratitude journal, but for accomplishments.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's more about recognizing your own progress and growth.
Okay, so even if I didn't close any deals that day, I could still write down something like, I had three great conversations with potential clients, or I learned a new technique for overcoming objections.
Exactly. It's about focusing on those small wins that can sometimes get overlooked, but that are actually really important.
Because those small wins build momentum over time, right?
Right. And they also help you to stay motivated and feeling positive about the process.
I love this idea. It's so simple, yet so effective. And it really ties into that growth mindset we were talking about, because you're constantly focusing on what you're learning and how you're improving.
Yeah, and I think it also helps you to internalize the idea that you're constantly moving forward, even if you don't always see immediate results.
Okay, I'm totally adding that to my routine tonight. Mm-hmm. Three things I learned or achieved each day. I like it. Now, we've been talking a lot about sales, but I have a feeling this next concept can be applied to other areas of life as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you face a setback or, you know, things don't go as planned, the NAIF mindset can help you to bounce back with more resilience. Think about job interviews. You might not get every offer, but each interview is a chance to refine your skills and learn what resonates with potential employers.
So even in situations that feel high stakes, NEXT can help us to stay grounded and focus on the long game.
Exactly. And it's not just about professional pursuits either. Think about personal relationships. Disagreements are inevitable, but instead of dwelling on who's right or wrong, the NEXT mindset encourages you to focus on how to communicate more effectively and strengthen the relationship.
So it's not about ignoring or dismissing difficult emotions, but rather about channeling them into constructive action.
Precisely. And that brings us to another important aspect highlighted in the article, the power of support systems.
Oh, yes. The article emphasized the importance of having a network of people who understand and support your journey. But I'm curious what kinds of support systems are most helpful in cultivating this NEXT mindset.
Well, it can vary depending on your individual needs and preferences. You know, it might be a mentor who has already navigated the challenges you're facing, or maybe a peer group where you can share experiences and learn from each other, or even a professional coach who can help you stay accountable and focused on your goals.
So it's not just about having people to cheer you on, but also about having people who can provide honest feedback and guidance.
Exactly. And those relationships can be invaluable, especially when you're feeling discouraged or tempted to fall back into those old patterns of dwelling on setbacks.
It's almost like having a team of navigators helping you to stay on course and reach your destination.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. And, you know, those navigators can be found in so many different places, your family, your friends, your colleagues, even online communities of like-minded individuals.
So building those relationships is crucial to making the NEXT mindset a sustainable part of our lives.
Absolutely. It's not something you have to do alone. And in fact, having those supportive connections can make the journey so much more enjoyable and rewarding.
And you know, one thing the article touched on that I think is worth revisiting is the importance of mindfulness in all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, mindfulness is such a powerful tool for cultivating the NEXT mindset, because it helps you to stay grounded in the present moment, which is essential for making those conscious choices about where you direct your attention and energy.
So instead of getting caught up in that whirlwind of thoughts and emotions that can arise after a setback, mindfulness helps you to create that space to pause, reflect, and choose how you want to move forward.
Exactly. And you know, when you practice mindfulness regularly, it becomes easier to catch yourself when you're starting to spiral into those negative thought patterns, and you can gently redirect your focus to what you can do next.
I can see how that would be so helpful in staying resilient and optimistic, especially in fields like sales, where rejection is just part of the game.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And the more you practice mindfulness, the more you'll start to notice those subtle shifts in your thinking and behavior. You'll find yourself naturally gravitating toward opportunities rather than dwelling on setbacks.
This has been such an insightful conversation. I'm feeling really energized by the possibilities that this NEXT mindset opens up. But before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on what you think is the most important takeaway for our listeners.
You know, I think the most important takeaway is the NEXT mindset isn't just a strategy for achieving success. It's a philosophy for living a more fulfilling and meaningful life. It's about embracing the idea that every experience, regardless of the outcome, is an opportunity for growth. And, you know, when you approach life with that mindset, you free yourself from the limitations of fear and self-doubt, and you open yourself up to a world of possibilities.
That's beautifully said. And it really speaks to the transformative power of this simple but profound idea. By focusing on NEXT, we're not just changing our behavior, we're changing our entire outlook on life.
Exactly. And that shift in perspective can have a ripple effect on every area of our lives. You know, as we've been talking about this whole NEXT concept, I've been thinking about how it applies not just to sales and personal relationships, but also to creative endeavors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I imagine this could be huge for artists, writers, musicians, anyone who's constantly putting their work out there for the world to judge.
Absolutely, because in those fields, rejection or criticism can feel so intensely personal. right? It's like you're putting a piece of yourself out there, and when it's not received well, it can be really discouraging.
Yeah, it can be brutal. But the next mindset could be a real game changer there. I'm thinking it helps you to detach from the outcome of any single piece and just focus on the process of creating and refining.
Exactly. It's like you're giving yourself permission to experiment, to take risks, to not be afraid of making mistakes, because you know that every piece is just a stepping stone to something even better.
It seems like this whole next philosophy is really about reframing our relationship with failure. Instead of seeing it as this like big, scary monster, we start to see it as just part of the process.
I love that. It's about embracing the idea that failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone to success.
So it's not about ignoring those failures or pretending they don't happen. It's about learning from them and using them as fuel to propel us forward.
Precisely. And that brings us back to the importance of those support systems we talked about earlier. You know, having those people in your corner who can offer encouragement, guidance, and a little tough love when you need it can make all the difference in staying motivated and resilient.
Especially when you're feeling discouraged or, you know, tempted to give up on your dreams.
Absolutely. Because those are the moments when it's so easy to get stuck in that negative self-talk and start doubting yourself.
And that's where those supportive relationships can really pull us out of that downward spiral.
Yeah, they can help us to see things more clearly, to remember our strengths, and to refocus on what's truly important.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I've been given a whole new set of tools to navigate not just my professional life, but my personal life as well.
And that's the beauty of this next mindset. It's not limited to any specific domain. It's a way of approaching life with more resilience, optimism, and a sense of continuous growth.
And I think that's what's so inspiring about it. It's not some complicated strategy or secret formula. It's something that's accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. All it takes is a conscious decision to shift your focus to embrace the power of what's next.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us on this deep dive into the power of next.
And remember, every next is a fresh start, a new beginning, a chance to create the life you truly desire.
So go out there, embrace the power of next, and let us know what amazing things you achieve. Until next time.